Hey there, teacher friends. Listen, small group learning for literacy doesn't have to feel chaotic. It doesn't have to feel overwhelming, like you're trying to always find new activities and things to do with the kids. No, no. My year-long literacy support bundle includes everything you will need for the entire year of literacy small groups. I'm talking phonics games, decodable readers, writing support, comprehension activities, so much more, all designed to grow with your students throughout the year. Instead of buying separate resources and piecemealing it all together throughout the year, you get everything in one bundle, saving money and giving you ready-to-use materials whenever your group is ready to shift into the next skill level. Grab it now and you will thank yourself later. Hey, teacher friends, it's Ziba from Kindergarten Cafe, and today we are going to talk about helping students to add details in their writing. Let's get into it. You're listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast, where kindergarten teachers come to learn classroom-tested tips and tricks and teaching ideas they can use in their classroom right away. I'm Ziba, creator and founder of Kindergarten Cafe, and I help kindergarten teachers with everything they need from arrival to dismissal in order to save time, work smarter, not harder, and support students with engaging and purposeful lessons. I'm here to cheer you on through your successes and breakthroughs and offer support and resources so you never have to feel stuck or alone. Ready to start saving time and reducing your stress, all while using effective and purposeful lessons that students love? Let's get started. So our main goal in kindergarten in writing, I think, should be getting kids to write a really good sentence with the conventions and the spacing and sounding out the whole words and getting all the sounds down that they can hear, spelling some trick words correctly. Like, that is the main goal. Some kids are ready for way more than that. So this episode is for them. I wouldn't really worry about this for kids that don't have the fundamental structure of a sentence down yet. Focus on those things with them. Just getting one really good sentence. But for kids that are writing multiple sentences, it's coming easy to them. They're ready for that next step, which would be adding more to their writing, adding details to their writing. And those details are what bring the writing to life, right? That's what makes us, as a reader, feel like we're there in the story. And that's how I talk about it with the kids, is making it feel like I'm there or like I can see myself there, those kinds of things. When I'm teaching kids to add details, this is probably in small groups or in like one-on-one conversations. It could be with the whole class if I'm noticing that the class is ready for that or the majority of the class is ready for that. But I tend to focus on one type of detail at a time and really encourage them to add that to their writing before moving on to a different type of detail. The details that I teach my students to add to their writing, the first, I think the easiest one, is adding thinking or talking. And I think it's easy because if you're writing about a story that really happened especially, the kids will know what someone said or what they themselves were thinking. And so it's an kind of easy thing to add on a little extra detail. So we can do that by encouraging them, well, what did you say when, you know, if they're writing about their birthday, what did you say when you got the gift? Or what did you think when you saw all the people in the room? And then, oh, add that to your story. I thought, or I said, things like that. They may need help with the word said. I wouldn't expect them to know thought, but said is a good trick word for them to know if they're ready for this kind of writing. So you could give it to them on a sticky note or put it on a word chart for them. But the other thing you can do, the first step of this actually, is having them add it in their pictures with speech bubbles or thought bubbles. So maybe not actually in their whole sentence, but the first step, the first level of this detail would be in the speech bubble and thought bubble in the picture, right? What were you thinking? Oh, let's draw a thought bubble. What were you saying to them? Oh, let's draw a speech bubble. And they love adding speech bubbles and thought bubbles to their drawings. They think it's so fun, and it really makes it feel like a real book to them. And if you are looking for a good resource to show them and read with them to teach about this, Mo Willems, Elephant and Piggy. That's the way to do it. The whole book is made out of speech bubbles and thought bubbles. And so just read one of those and show them, oh, this is a speech bubble. Oh, this is a thought bubble. And then encourage them to add that to their pictures. If they're done that a bunch and they're really ready for it, then you can say, hey, you have here that the person is saying this. Let's add that to our writing. You know, let's add that to our sentence. But I think in kindergarten, if they can add it to their picture, they're really thinking about those details. That's would be a great place in my mind for them to be. The next detail that we want to teach is feelings. And I think this is also a really easy one to launch with because it's just kind of a good routine to get into when you're having them write stories at the end, say how you felt, right? And especially if it's a story about something they've done, they'll be easy to say how they felt. But if they're writing their own story, I think ending with the feeling is just a good routine for them to get into. And it's encouraging that kind of description. It's encouraging those kinds of details. So give them a sentence starter. Say, I felt, have it written down so that they can copy that and then add in the ending. And this is something that you could do with all of your students, not just the kids that are writing lots of sentences. Especially if you give them the sentence starter, they can all start to add this detail to their writing. And connect with the picture, right? I'm looking on the face of the person in the picture. The person looks sad. The person looks happy. Okay, so let's write that down. I felt happy. You could have a feelings chart that they could find in the classroom or in their writing folder that they could access. And ideally, you want to move beyond just good, bad, happy, sad, mad, and encourage other feelings. And that's where that feeling chart would really help, in addition to explicit social emotional lessons on feelings, right? That's a good connection to academics, not just emotional regulation, although you can't really teach academics without kids being emotionally regulated, but that's a whole story for another time. Anyway, I do like to talk about how when I'm reading books, make the connections to kids of, oh, this person must be feeling sad because this happened and I would feel sad. Or look at the picture. How do you think they're feeling? They must be feeling sad. So when I'm reading this story, I'm going to read it like I'm sad. I talk about that all the time. And so then when we go to writing, we can talk about how readers really connect to the characters when they know how they're feeling. It helps them really understand the story better. So it's a really good detail to focus on in kindergarten for them, for all the kids to add, but especially the kids that are, like I said, writing lots of sentences. After you've taught those two, so those first two, like I said, everyone can really do that with the speech bubble, thought bubble, feelings at the very minimum in the picture. Their face should show the feelings, and at the maximum, I don't that the higher end of it, putting it in their writing, right? But that's something that all kids can do, especially with supports you've put in place. The next group is definitely for the kids that are ready for it, but it's about using the five senses to help add details to their writing. So ask them questions with the five senses in mind. What did you see when you were at the beach? What did you hear? What did you feel? What did you smell? What did you taste? Maybe not at the beach, although maybe they had ice cream at the beach or popsicle, right? So ask those questions like that. You can even give a checklist for them to keep in their writing folder. All of these details that I'm talking about that I work on with my students, I have resources for all of them, little visuals, little reminders to keep in their writing folder. So whatever they're working on, whatever I've taught them, I give them those resources to help them. These are all found in my Adding Details to Writing small group pack on Teachers Pay Teachers. You can get a whole bundle that has all the small groups I do for writing and resources to support those. But I'm talking today about the details one. So when I say I give them a checklist, you can go grab that checklist if you want. The checklist has the visuals for see, hear, feel, smell, taste, so they can go through their writing and on their own and say, okay, did I have something for what I see? Did I have something for what I hear? And again, it could be in the picture in addition to the writing, right? We want to encourage the details to be found in the pictures too. because adding details to the pictures helps when they're ready for the words. It helps them remember those details in the story. But I'm not necessarily expecting all my students to add every single five senses, but even just adding one, and that checklist there is like a helpful reminder about which one they might choose this story, is great. And then share it with the class, like share what they've written and say like, wow, you know, they wrote, I saw the ocean waves crashing on the beach. Oh my gosh, I can really picture that in my mind. I say that a lot. I could picture that in my mind. Like, I feel like I'm there. I can hear the waves crashing. That word crashing really helps me hear the waves. Just share what it is that they wrote, and that will inspire the other kids. It will showcase sort of the end goal of what you're looking for. It's a good example. And same with read alouds. When you're doing a read aloud and you're talking about details in writing at the same with your class, like, this is a good connection to show what authors do when you're reading aloud. Say, wow, that word really helped me feel like I can hear the waves crashing, or I can feel the salt air hitting my face because of the way the author wrote that. I really feel like I'm there, highlighting those kinds of things. So how do I teach my students these details? Like I said, I'll coach one-on-one, or I'll teach them in a small group. If I'm in a small group, I gather the kids that need to work on this. I teach them the focus to start. So like, I tell them what detail I want them to work on and why it matters. Like, good writers add in talking to their stories. This helps us really feel like we are there and watching this happen. It gives us understanding between the characters and what they're thinking and saying to each other. That's why we want to add talking to our story. Then we can model it in our own writing, like have a story prepped without the talking, and then say, okay, I'm going to add some talking to the story. Maybe do it together. Like, what do you think they should be saying to each other? Let's add that speech bubble. Okay, maybe I can add it to my sentence now. And then have kids pull out their own writing and start working on it right then and there. And you can coach into them as they're writing, right? You can check in with each of them quickly because they're all at your little small group table. Some questions that you can ask to prompt them, like, what was your character thinking, or what were they saying, or what would you say if you were there? How would that make you feel? And then, like I said, with the five senses, you can just go through the list. What did you see? What did you hear? That kind of thing. Just by asking the question, it helps students think of the details that they want to add. If you just say, make your characters talk, that might not be enough. You might have to say, well, what would you say? Or do you remember what your mom said or what you said in that moment? That will help. Those sort of targeted questions will help them think of the details better. After I have explicitly taught that skill, when I'm going around and checking on students when they're writing, I can remind them to use that. I love to give kids post-it notes after working with me or after doing a one-on-one check-in to say, like, this is what we talked about. This is your goal. So if I just worked with them on adding thinking and talking to their characters, I'm going to give them a sticky note on their folder that says, my goal is adding thinking and talking to my characters. So then when I walk around and I see them working and I don't see a speech bubble or I don't see them writing, I said blank, I can just point to that sticky note and they're like, oh yeah, 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 I got to add that. Like, it's that reminder for them. Or they might look at that and say, oh yeah, I've got to add that. I love doing that. Those sticky notes are in this adding details pack as well. So you can just print it on sticky notes, but you also can just quickly draw it and give it to them. But it's a great reminder of what you just talked about. And then after they get really good at that, they can get a new goal. I have a whole episode on writing goals, so I'll link that so you can hear more about what I'm saying. If you don't have the sticky note, maybe you have a checklist or some kind of visual that you've given them to put in their writing folder. That's great too. If I don't have a whole group of students ready for this, I'll just pull kids one-on-one when I'm sitting with them checking their writing and be like, you know what? This is such a great story, but I feel like it could be even better if we thought about adding a detail, like making our characters talk. Good writers make our characters talk. And then you just do kind of the same thing. You're just doing it in their writing with them right then and there. And then you can still give them the sticky note or the visual reminder for them to work on that. So this is how I encourage and teach my students to add details to their writing. I break it down into very specific kinds of details. I teach one type at a time. I model it. We practice it. I remind them to use it. And I showcase it. I share it with the class when I see it, either in their writing or in read-alouds. I will say, I kind of forgot to mention this at the very beginning, that the best way to encourage details in writing is in giving kids a chance to orally tell their story first, which is why I love writing warm-ups. I absolutely love them. It gets the kids thinking about their story, telling the story. As they're telling the story out loud, they're thinking of the details, and they're able to share a lot more verbally than they are in their writing. And so it gets them thinking about all of those details so that they're ready when it comes time to add details. They remember them. Podcast or blog post? Not sure, but I have information about writing warmups I will share in the link below. I highly, highly recommend starting off your writing lesson with a writing warmup. Well, good. That is how I teach writing details. If you want to grab the resources I've mentioned here, you can grab them in my Teachers Pay Teacher store. The link will be below for adding details to student writing in small groups. It will make your life so much easier to have all of the visuals and resources all in one place. Lots of good activities in there for you to pull for your small group. Super easy to just print and go. That's the goal. And if you are struggling with a student in their writing or any part of the day and you're wondering, how do I support them in learning the next step in learning, in getting better in their writing or whatever it might be? Like, how do I help them with X, Y, Z? I'm your girl. We can set up a coaching call and I can help you with that. I love to help teachers with specific problems like that, troubleshooting with what a student needs and helping make sure that they get what they need and that you can support them. So reach out anytime. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for more information and resources, or just head straight to kindergartencafe.org for all the goodies. If you liked this episode, the best ways to show your support are to subscribe, leave a review, or send it to a friend. I'll be back next week with even more kindergarten tips. See you then.